Hello and welcome to Empower to Empower Others radio show. This is your host, Valerie Burrell, and I'm excited that you're with me today. We're going to share with you a word of encouragement, a word of empowerment, a word to motivate you to live your best life now. We want you to live life purposely. So get ready, get ready. Get ready to receive all that we have for you today on Empower to Empower Others.
We say love and blessings to each one of you and Happy New Year. Happy, Happy New Year. This is Apostle Valerie, and I'm excited to be with you all for this segment of Empower to Empower Others on this first day of 2023. Can we just tell the Lord thank you? It's a brand new year with brand new opportunities to get done all that God has in store for us. And so in order for us to go forward with a sense of excitement, we have to have the right formula to win. And that's what we're going to talk about today. The right formula to win. Now, somebody's saying already, oh, we're just at the first day. Who's really thinking about having the right formula to win? Well, I think all of us should. I mean, there are many people on yesterday, last night, or over this last few days have been thinking about their resolutions, their goals, their expectations for 2023. So in that, we are trying to determine what is the right formula. What is the right formula? What is the thing that I need to do? Where do I need to place my focus? And what should I expect to see as the manifestation of that which I desire? So we're going to talk about it a little bit. Before I jump into it, I want to say thank you. Thank you to our listeners and for our exponential growth over these last few months of the last few months of 2022 moving into 2023. We're so excited that you've been enjoying the episodes, and we ask that you would continue to share them out abroad as our listening audience is growing globally. So I want to say thank you. So we're going to jump into this topic, the right formula to win. Now, first and foremost, before we can even consider what the formula for winning is, what is my definition of win? Because honestly, a win for me might be small, but for you, in order for it to be a win, it has to be substantial. It has to be something that brings about wealth or something major. So first and foremost, take a moment and think about it. What is your definition of a win? Is it that I made it through this week and I didn't lay anybody out? Was that a win for you? Or I started a new project, it was successful, and I was able to gain new clients. Is that the win for you? That's the first thing that we have to determine in getting the right formula to win. We have to define what our win looks. I can tell you for me, as I even think about having the right formula to win, one of the first things for me that I consider a win is making an impact in the lives of others. As a Christian counselor, I talk to people every day. Some that are my clients, some that may be my clients later in life, but some that just need a listening ear. And I lend my ear to those in need. And when I can make an impact, if I can see change in the life of someone that was distressed or anxious, having any of those emotions, finish our conversation with a smile, guess what? That's a win. But not only is it a win for me, I consider that a win for the kingdom of God, because being a Christian counselor, being an ear to hear what people have to say as led by the Spirit of God is what his original intent is for my life. I'm convinced with everything that's in me, that is my purpose. That is my purpose. And so what do I do? My win is fulfilling purpose because I understand the truth of who I am. That's another thing. In order to win, you have to know your truth. You said, oh, Val, here you go. You hitting us with hard stuff quick. No, I'm not. I'm hitting you with easy stuff. I'm hitting you with real, real, real stuff. Because some of us are going into the new year with expectations that aren't aligned with who we are and are not aligned with what it is that God wants for us. So here we go. Let's look at steps. First and foremost, know the truth of who you are. I know who I am. Okay? Then secondly, understand your purpose. Know why it is you've been placed in the earth. What was God's original intent for your life? What does he want from you? What does he want for you? And after you know those two things, I want you to take a look at defining what a win should look like for you. But again, everybody's win will not look the same because everybody's not expecting the same. But what is expected is that we do what it is that God would have us do. And I welcome those that are in the audience. If you have questions or comments that you would like to share, press 1 and I'll bring you live into the conversation. So, okay, I hear you, Val. I'm going to be mindful of knowing the truth of who I am. I'm going to become diligent in finding out the truth of who it is that God called me to be, what my purpose is. And now I'm going to discover the truth about what a win looks like to me. What does a win look like for me? If you decide what that win is supposed to look like, you need to prepare. The right formula requires strategy and preparation. When you know this is what I want to do, this is how I want to get it done, then you've got to know what tools you need in order to make it happen. Doesn't that just make sense? Because on this first day of 2023, many of us are looking at the big picture. We're looking at long range, what the expectation is. This time next year, I want the following. Okay, yeah, that's a part of it too. You're going to set goals. But you have to have the right tools in your toolbox in order to make your win happen. What are you saying, Valerie? I'm saying this of your win. If your win is being defined as weight loss, then talk to your doctor. Talk to nutritionists. Talk to people who work in the gym. Talk to all those different people to find out what the right strategy is for you. If you want to move into a new area of employment, get the skills you need. Talk to people who are already in that sphere of influence. Get insight and information. Maybe find a mentor or someone that can help you get where you want to go. But you've got to prepare for your win. You have to have the right strategy to get there. You've got to be willing to learn. Always learn. Always be teachable because there's always going to be someone that knows more than you do about everything. Seek out the expert and get insight and information from the expert to help you become what you desire. We want to win. I want to win. Do you want to win? Is it your plan to win in 2023? Is it your plan to win in this first week of January? Come on. We can win. We just need to find the right formula. So what do we need? We need truth about who we are. We got to know who we are to know his original intent. We have to know the right strategy. We have to have a plan. We have to strategize how we make it happen. We have to be teachable. Find the experts. Get help. Mentors, counselors, whatever you need, get the assistance you need to get knowledge about what it is you're trying to do. And we said set goals. Like I said, some of us are thinking about the long-range plan, what you anticipate doing this time next year. But let's start setting smaller goals. Maybe a month at a time. By the end of January, this. By the end of February, this. By the, you know, month by month, let's consider making goals that are smaller and that we can track. That's been important. I don't know. That's been something on me this last few weeks. I've talked to several people, and it's been important for me to share with them that you have to be able to map out and track process. Track process and progress. Because sometimes we'll get a little bothered or dismayed when we keep going a certain way, doing a certain thing, and things aren't changing for us. If you set goals, smaller goals that are measurable, that will help you see where you're actually making progress. Then doing that, it's also going to help you analyze. This is what I anticipated that I needed to do. I thought this would be the right formula for me to get the win. But as this continues to play out, I'm noticing that I keep running into the same challenge. I keep getting finding myself sinking in certain phases of this process. So take time and analyze what's going on. Analyze what you're feeling. Analyze what you're thinking. And analyze what's actually taking place in your process of the win. Does that make sense? It certainly does to me. And guess what? Implement. With everything that I just shared and anything else that you may know that's going to give you the right plan to win, none of this is going to happen if you don't implement these things. As the Spirit of God speaks to you and gives you insight about what to do in order to get the win that you desire in this new year, you've got to implement it. It's not enough to know it, but you've got to know it and you've got to do it. And if you do it as led by the Spirit of God, you can see the manifestation of what it is you want. You can get your win. Because I believe with everything that's in me that for all of us who are believers and have a relationship with God and acknowledge of the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, we have the right formula to win. We just need to position ourselves to hear what God has to say, to hear what the Spirit of God has to say, and then work it out. Y'all, we got the right formula to win. And I'm excited about doing as led by the Spirit of God to get everything that He has for me. And it is my prayer that as you continue to move in this brand new year with brand new opportunity, that possibly for some of us we have brand new mindset and insight, all of those things, brand new, that when we hear the voice of God and He's speaking to us those things that we need in order to get the win, once we implement them, we will receive the manifestation. I'm excited, listeners, for this great new year. I'm excited for what the Spirit of God will reveal to each of us as we continue on our journey of becoming. We do say love and blessings to each one of you. And again, have a happy new year. Join us again next week for another segment of Empower to Empower Others. Love and blessings to each one.